While we sit here at our table, my family's head bowed low, my thoughts return to childhood, to the finest guy I know. He doesn't speak good English. He's just a simple man. But when he talks to the Lord, even a little child can understand. I was awful young and reckless, but the thought still comes to me. When I told my dad, I felt that I was old enough to leave. He sat there at the table. A look came on his face. He never spoke another word till he said the table grace. He said, "Our gracious Heavenly Father, we're all gathered here today to give thee thanks for blessings. So humbly we pray. My oldest son is leaving, and I'm sure he knows what's best. But just in case, will you stand by and help him stand the test? And Lord, he's awful neglectful about church on Sunday morning. And if he gets with the wrong crowd, will you let him hold your arm? And if he flies too high, will you clip his wings? But don't let him fall too hard. I'm sure that you can handle things. Oh, I've tried my best from day to day to teach him right from wrong. He's grown to be a fine young man, Lord, but you've always blessed our home. I just pray for understanding that he won't build upon the sand, but I won't worry half as much, Lord, if I know he's in your hands. And oh yeah, Lord, it won't be long till I'll be coming home. We'll have some long talks, you and I. Don't make me wait too long. We beg thee, Lord, for guidance, pleasings, so we all can meet in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen." The table was silent as tears ran down my face. From that day on, I've based my life on Father's table grace.